everybody, Deep Discourse here. Welcome back to another audio file. This is going to be another along our Halloweeny theme. This is going to be a vampire induction. Now, obviously, this is going to be a little bit maybe more triggering or more sensitive than other files I'm going to do. It's going to feature a bite or biting sensations. It's going to be a little bit scary, so a little bit of fear play involved as well. And, you know, a dark, sexy vampire figure. So if any of that disturbs you or makes you uncomfortable, I'd recommend maybe avoiding this file. Or at any point, if you get uncomfortable, you can just exit the file and any suggestions will be washed from your mind. So, if you're ready to face a beautiful vampire, if you're ready to feel like a helpless thrall, feel free to continue listening. And at any point, if you're uncomfortable, you can leave. Good pet. And you're already focusing on my voice. You're already starting to relax a little bit. And you can notice a figure emerge within your mind. That figure is a beautiful and dark figure. A vampire. They approach you and you find yourself falling. Just something about this figure. You can notice how they move. You can notice how your eyes are drawn to the swinging of hips. And eyes. You lock eyes with the figure. And you find yourself falling, and you know how easy it is to let yourself relax for me. You know how much you enjoy letting yourself slip down into a beautiful, delightful trance. But this time, with the addition of the extra figure, the vampire, you are helpless to fall. You find yourself clattering down into trance. You give your mind over to me. And it feels so good focusing on my words. Focusing on the way they slide into your mind. You can just let yourself relax. Let yourself give in. Looking deeply into my eyes. Your mind sinking down, focusing on my words. Letting any thoughts you have just fade away. And you notice this dark energy start to wrap itself around you. This dark warmth start to claw in at your consciousness. Pulling little pieces of you away into the dark, where it's warm, where it's comfortable. And it would just be so nice to give in to that dark. It'd be so very nice to give in to the voice. You're such a good pet. You're letting yourself become my helpless thrall. And it's so easy to fall for me. It's so easy to sink. Such a good pet. Falling down for me now in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Drop. Very good. Doesn't that feel so nice? Isn't it just so delightful to be helpless and vulnerable for me? To let yourself give in entirely. A helpless, vulnerable thrall. And you know why vampires target and hypnotize people like yourself, who are just compliant and vulnerable, helpless to a commanding voice. Well, it's because we long to feed off your helplessness, feed off your submission. And when you're feeling so incredibly submissive, you let me into your mind. You let me into your being. I can take you over and control you. Good pet. And you might notice an arousal building within you. It's this dark, sexual figure controls your mind. That arousal wraps itself around you, leaving you helplessly aroused, helplessly turned on by your own vulnerability. There's a good pet. And when you're a helpless thrall, as you are now, you know you'd do anything to serve. Do anything to submit. And it would be so very nice to give yourself over to me entirely. It would be so very perfect to let yourself fall away to ultimate submission. Bare your neck for me, toy. And as you focus on my words, you're gonna find physical sensation blossom on your neck. A bite. Gentle at first, not vicious, but controlled, calming, warming almost. A patch of intimacy. My mouth and your neck, and I feed off your submission. And as you've been bitten, you fall harder and deeper into trance. You fall entirely away to the spell. Such a helpless thrall for me. And that arousal can only just build. That arousal wraps itself around you. And you feel just delectably mine. Good toy. Feeling so nice. Feeling so good. A bitten, helpless thrall. Very good. Now, I'm gonna bring you back to the real world. And you'll find yourself returning to normal for me. You'll find yourself coming back together gradually, focusing on my voice. Now I'm gonna count you out of this scenario. We're gonna start with 1, 2, 3, letting yourself shake off this arousal, shake off this intensity. 4, 5, knowing you can shake yourself away from being my helpless thrall. 6, 7, your breathing coming back to normal, your perception returning to its normal place. 8, 9, and 10, up, up, up. Hello. That was a fun and quite different one, wasn't it? Now, I'm going to continue to talk for a little while because I know that that was quite intense, and I know your mind is probably a little bit squishy right now. You're probably incredibly aroused after that. You're probably delightfully obsessed with that vampire figure. And how that would be so very nice to relive that. Well, I've got a surprise for you. you can just play the file again. And I hope that you can come back down to normal eventually, once you let all that incredible arousal out, and that you'll know that you're still a fully conscious person without a scary vampire lady controlling your world. But within that file, it becomes so completely true, and you live for it, and it feels so good. I hope you enjoyed. Bye.